Florida Senator Bill Nelson says he will soon offer an amendment to a defense bill that will require greater cooperation by military contractors towards the military and justice departments regarding sexual assaults. Since last year, Senator Nelson has been pressuring federal agencies about unpunished sexual assaults in the war zones. He became inspired to do so after learning about a report about a Tampa woman who was attacked while working in Iraq for a defense contractor.
One of the cases that we had in front of the committee, she went for 3 weeks after being drugged and gang raped before she was able to get any assistance because she was at a forward operating base where they were constantly under shelling. And this is the kind of nonsense that the law of the United States of America ought to protect. Our citizens, and particularly our civilian citizens who have put themselves in harm's way for the sake of trying to protect this country. The least we can do is to try to protect them.
John Spiegel is the attorney for the Tampa woman who was not authorized that her name be used.
My client was a victim of a sexual battery while working as a civilian in Camp Ramadi, Iraq, in December 2005. She reported the attack immediately after it occurred. Now, some 30 months later, the assailant remains free and not charged with any crime.
Nelson said the military generally does a good job if one of their forces are assaulted, but says that the rules are undefined for civilian contractors. The senator and attorney John Spiegel spoke outside the federal building in downtown Tampa. It comes after Nelson held hearings on Capitol Hill earlier this month, where two different women working for contractors spoke about their claims of rape not being investigated by the U.S. government. One was a woman named Dawn Lemon, who worked for a subsidiary of contracting giant KBR. She told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that she was raped by a soldier and co-worker while working in Iraq as a paramedic for a contractor. Senator Nelson.
As a matter of fact, in the case of Mrs. Lemon, she had to treat her assailant, one of her assailants, 2 days later from wounds on an incoming mortar round. You can see the least they ought to have is the protection of law to know that if they are violated, that their assailants are going to have to answer to justice.
Isn't this just common sense?
It's not only common sense, it's the law. And what's happening is the contractor buddy-buddy system is trying to sweep this under the rug.
Earlier this year, another female contractor, Jamie Lee Jones, testified that she was raped by some KBR Halliburton co-workers. When asked why the Tampa woman who was sexually assaulted needed the use of a civilian attorney, John Spiegel said there were a number of reasons why.
Unfortunately, despite the long passage of time, she has been denied access to critical reports and information. She's been denied access to forensic evidence that we know was collected and tested. And we wait patiently for a decision from the U.S. attorney in Dallas as to whether they're going to prosecute the assailant. They know who it is. They know where he is. But so far, they haven't made a decision.
Senator Nelson said the Tampa woman was given medical treatment immediately after being sexually assaulted, but he has discovered that it has not been the case for other women.
Some of the other women that we had testify did not even get to a military doctor until 3 weeks later. And the preservation of that evidence is so important in a criminal prosecution. In their case, they don't even know where this evidence is, and they can't get any confirmation that the U.S. attorney or the military has the possession of the evidence from the rape kit.